Welcome to episode 19 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm reflecting on the word orbit. Today's artwork captures the internal universe of the mind, where thoughts and feelings revolve around the core of our identity and consciousness, influencing our actions and growth. Thoughts and feelings orbit our identity and consciousness, unwinding divine clockwork while moving us forward on life's journey. In the broad sense of the word, orbit refers to a sphere of activity or influence. For example, the people I associate with are in my orbit. The orbit size can vary depending on who I want to include and why. Spheres of activity or influence don't always involve other people. Inwardly, identity and consciousness are the center of our experiences, while our thoughts and feelings continuously revolve around shaping our deeper self, our true consciousness. If you've ever explored mechanical clockwork, you'll notice how intricate the gear assembly is. To the untrained eye, it isn't easy to follow the pattern and understand what goes where and why. Our journey through life, our personal and spiritual development, takes on a similar intricate pattern. Sometimes, it's like a divine clockmaker keeps the gears moving, waiting for us to tune in and observe the beauty of the design. Our thoughts and feelings have a similar intricate pattern, constantly present and revolving around the deeper self. They are integral parts of our human experience, needing alignment with the universe's plan. We'll be propelled toward love, compassion, and spiritual growth when aligned. Our intuition picks up the energy of our thoughts and feelings. Intuition draws guidance from their energy and nudges us forward on our personal or spiritual journey. The guidance helps to unfold the divine plan of the universe. Our thoughts and feelings are not the essence of who we are, but essential in shaping where we're going. They take us through multiple levels of consciousness. These levels are the heart of the journey. The levels can start at fear and desire and climb to higher levels like love and peace. The divine clockwork of the journey may be tightly wound at the level of fear and then become more free-moving as the levels of love and peace are reached. The levels of love and peace align more with the universal source energy. At those levels, a deeper understanding of our divine nature reveals deeper truths about who we are and our place in the world. We can shed outdated beliefs and make room for those new understandings about ourselves and the world around us. Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word orbit. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit Nicious and Loving It if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.